92.3 is FM Talk.
So I was going to take over the world this morning, but I overslept. So that's postponed again. See, indecision may or may not be my procrastination. It may or may not be my problem, but then again, John Potter, good morning. Our phone number is 7. I have a dictionary in Carson City, by the way, folks. That's Craig Moss. 775-884-9910, number to call on just about anything. And thank you, Gwen, for sitting in on the travel portion. I do find myself in a bit of a mood this morning, a little bit ticked off and a little bit discouraged. The debt ceiling bill was a tremendous victory for the Democrats. And, you know, you have to tip your hat and congratulate the winner in whatever you do. And I hate living in a world, and people who know me know this, I hate living in a world where we're divided by parties and groups and tribes. But in this situation of the nation's spending, there ought to be alternative viewpoints. And one of those viewpoints is we should live as a country within our means. And the Republican Party, at least its leader in the House of Representatives, said a few times this week, we are going to live within our means. He said much about that, did nothing, rather pretended, Speaker McCarthy, that some grand victory for fiscal conservancy had been obtained, and that is simply not the case. This bill, and no use crying over spilt milk, but this bill is an enabling bill for the exact sort of conduct that we have had over the last many years, and some people will rejoice in that. And again, I like to be happy for those who are happy, so congratulations. But if you are like me, you're a bit worried about where that money is going to come from, and when are we going to start to pay this back, and at what point do we become insolvent as a nation? At what point does this imperil not the welfare checks, but your national security and the survival of the United States of America in a hostile world? It's like nobody's thinking about that. I'm not being critical of President Biden or Senator Schumer, who they were truly victorious in this. But I look at our Nevada congressional delegation, who each one and all voted for this, and that includes Republican Mark Amadei, Democrats Dina Titus, Susie Lee, and Stephen Horsford, and both U.S. Senators, Democrats Catherine Cortez Masto and Jackie Rosen. Now, the Democrats, they acted in a fashion consistent with the way they campaigned. They presented themselves as Democrats and did a Democrat thing consistent with Democrat values. You can't criticize people who do what they say they're going to do, right? But our Nevada Republican congressional delegation, which is one congressman, did not have the integrity and the consistency of the Bidens and the Mastos and the Rosens of the world. Mark Amadei serves and represents the most conservative district in Nevada, right? That's why he's been reelected. And when you take the people in his district, conservative, live within your means, lift yourself by the bootstraps type of people, he did not vote consistent with the values of his district. He loves to send out the flag emojis and play the patriotic game all day long. But when it came to standing up and being counted, he did go the Democrat way. There is no fiscal constraint in this bill whatsoever. It's merely a dramatic, open-ended lifting of the debt ceiling. President Biden is free to begin accumulating trillions of dollars of new debt every 6 months for the United States of America. And Mark Amadei voted for that. The Nevada Republican House delegation voted for that. And that vote was a betrayal of the platforms that he supported, the image that he presents, and the people he represents. And that can be a bit dispiriting. So I'm not in the best mood when I heard about that. You know, it kind of reminds me of this interesting conversation at a party that we went to just last night. Met a nice guy there. We were talking about all things local, you know, the restaurants, so the running trails, and we got to talking about health clubs. And you know what? I always love it when that topic comes up because I always like to boast about how I belong to two health clubs. It just makes me sound athletic, you know. And I mentioned that I was turning 69 years old in 2 weeks. And he goes, how much longer do you think you'll have? Okay, odd question. So I said, oh, you know, I'm in good health and I'm not really bothered by being this close to the end of life. You know, it really, death only really bothers me when I think that I'm going to miss seeing something, you know, like flying cars or who wins the Super Bowl that year after I go. And he interrupts me and he says, no, no, not you. How many years left do you think we have in our country? The USA. And I said, well, I didn't say it, but I thought, what? But I did ask him, well, how many years do you think we have in the USA? And he had the answer right away. He said, 9 years. He says our country, at the rate it's going, is financially unsustainable and ripe for revolution. And it reminded me of all the things, you know, they say about earthquakes here out west. Oh, the big one is coming. Like they said it was coming within the next 20 years, but then they said that 20 years ago, so we're coming up to that, you know. Same thing with what they say about global warming. But they don't really know. Nobody knows. It may or may not. But for our peace of mind, personally, I wish they would stop predicting environmental catastrophes because they've done it a lot, and it hasn't happened. Like in 2003, James Hansen, the NASA guy, was like, if we don't completely reverse what we're doing in 10 years, it's too late. Well, it's like 13 years now past that deadline, and they're still saying it's not too late because you can never say it's too late. We don't know. And there are others who say the opposite. So I read up on these things, and if you do too, you may recognize this name, Bjorn Lornberg. MSNBC and CNN won't have him on, and he's not a crazy person. He doesn't deny climate change is happening, but he's a lot more measured about it and more open to other alternative views on it based on data. But on the media and social media, we don't allow that kind of person anymore. You have to be all in on what the administration and the left is doing. Remember at the peak of COVID, if you brought up some skepticism on masks, or if you wrote about some scientists who believed that the virus came from a lab, you'd be banned. Remember that? Remember those? Before you put a comment on social media to have that warning? Beware. So on CNN and MSNBC and the big three networks, you don't hear the other argument about global warming. You hear about droughts, more floods, waters rising, all dramatic. But droughts come and go, and floods have been here forever. It's in the Bible. My goodness. The sun still comes out. The seasons have not ended. It rains. It doesn't rain. So 9 years left, really, this party guest I met says. And by the way, if you're listening, sir, I'm not giving your name out. Don't be offended. But 9 years left in this country? I would not take that bet, but it's on the table. So I was curious about this. I bet nobody's ever asked you, what's your number? How many years do we have for one reason or another in the USA? I like to think that we have infinity forever, but there are reasons people are thinking up numbers. And I will tell you, it became a pretty lively conversation that night. We went around and other people at the party were talking about their numbers. How many years does the USA have left in the U.S. environmentally or politically or economically? I'd love to hear your take on this most morbid of questions. 775-884-9910. I dare you to answer that. Craig, get ready. 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter. Our phone number, yeah, I gave it to you. On 99.1 and 92.3 FM News Talk time is 1016.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
You know, my wife called me immature yesterday, so I banned her from my cardboard box fort because it's my castle. So there. 1020, I'm John Potter. This is 99.1 and 92.3, live and local every Saturday morning between 9 and noon. Let's go to the phones. Tim is calling, oh my gosh, from Austin, Nevada. Tim is calling on my comments about the debt deal and Mark Amadei. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Hi, John. Great. You do a great service for a local show. I really appreciate it. And I just had to pass my comments on about what you mentioned about Mark Amadei, because I've supported him for many, literally decades. And this vote was particularly disappointing. I feel completely betrayed, backstabbed. And I called his office in D.C. as this vote was going on to express this opinion. And then when I learned that Kevin McCarthy insisted on pushing back the date with no cap on spending all the way to January of 2025, so now you have a lame duck session with an unlimited checkbook to pass spending bills after the next election season, that Kevin McCarthy insisted on that date, I was absolutely livid. And to have Mark Amadei, and Mark, if you're listening and your staff's listening, I love you, but you know what? You did not do it right.
I just feel
his staffers.
Right.
Oh, please go ahead.
I just feel he did not represent his district. His district is a conservative district, and that's why he keeps getting reelected and such, and voting with the Democrats on this. Now, the Republican bill that they offered has a spending cut by, I think they said, $12 billion. Well, let me see. No, the final bill that they settled on cuts only 9% of what the Republican bill wanted to cut spending with. And what I did not mention was this is what we're leaving the kids with. Nobody, you know, if the debt limit goes up, how will we ever be able to pay it, you know, in the future?
You know, here's the thing. There is no cap on this spending. And the other thing, too, I had his Reno office, Mark Amadei's Reno office, tell me, the lady, she wanted to get me off the phone as fast as she could. And I was very civil with her, believe me. And she said, well, then we're just going to, you know, at least we avoided default. And I said, wait a minute. We've got a 10-to-1 cash flow coverage of interest expense over income coming in on our sovereign debt. So they could all, yeah, if you have 10-to-1 on your hard mortgage debt, for example, money, you can juggle around other bills until you get it figured out. So
they have all sorts of tricks. You know, the bill rescinds $28 billion in COVID money, but the small print is out of the $28 billion that they rescinded for spending in COVID money, $22 billion of that is now made available to Democrats to spend at their leisure through the Department of Commerce. So
here's the other one. I don't want to monopolize the time, John, because you do a great job. But I want other people to get in here. But I really think it's important for people to look at Mark Amadei's. And again, I'm coming from I've been a lifelong Republican, Nevada, in 30 plus years, and I've been active in the party I look at his press release and look at the bullet points that he has at the bottom of the press release, because I challenge his office. And if I'm wrong, I'll eat crow all day long. You point out on that bill where all of those bullet points of all these great savings and everything, you show me in the text of the bill where it says that, because I don't believe it for one minute. I think it's a pack of lies that he got swallowed up with the, with the leadership forcing these votes through, and for God knows what other kind of promises they get. But I'm just really, really disappointed, because this is really, if you have an unlimited, now you have an unlimited checkbook for another, all the way through January 25, there's no cap. And frankly, I don't think there's any reduction whatsoever. They can promise all they want. I don't think it's happening.
Well, I just don't understand what Speaker McCarthy is saying when he says we're he said this on every news talk show. We're going to live within our means. I don't know what he meant by that. And as for Mr. Amadei, he sure loves waving the flag around, doesn't he? I'm making enemies here,
it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to look. You show it. Show me in the bill. Give me the line on the page number and line in the bill of where it says what you're claiming. You show that to me, because I don't believe it. Everyone I've heard, all these other, because I follow very closely these other policy people, these think tanks, and it's like, no, that's not right. It's not there. It's completely false. So, all right, then let's see who somebody's right.
All right, before you go, I have to ask you, because it's my favorite, one of my favorite towns. How is Austin, Nevada doing, Tim?
Today, weather is spectacular. It's been kind of rough here the last few days. But weather's spectacular. We're getting evening clouds come in and whatnot. But it's just a beautiful area. And
I used to go every year, and I was thinking of getting a little house there as a getaway house in Austin. I love it so much, and I love the Castle Rock Loop past the Stokes Castle and everything like that. There was a time, and I tell this story to people about Austin, Nevada, there was a time maybe 20 years ago when the only businesses were 4 motels and 13 bars. I counted them, and I saw what that town was like on a Friday night. Everybody drinking front of all those bars, including the bar owners.
yeah.
And then next day I saw people sleeping in their cars and everything. And I thought, oh my goodness. It's changed though, because I think COVID really killed your town in a couple of ways. It's still a great town, but I only counted, I think, 3 bars, and you still have the 3 motels, and the mad Serbian is still in control of the international,
I'll just say because I don't want to get on anyone's bad side, because you got one gas station in town, and that's
beginning of the trail.
So, that's exactly right. But it's a spectacular drive. If you have SiriusXM on your radio and you have a good tune that you want to listen to, and you're coming through these valleys, these absolutely spectacular valleys, you can't beat it.
Well, I was talking to a guy at the Ely Chamber of Commerce last trip on 50. He said COVID really did a number for all our little towns like Austin, Eureka. Oh my gosh, sad, just dead. And it's also about a culture change. The young people like speed. They take 80, but very few people want to mosey along Highway 50, the loneliest road, and look into these towns. They don't have the interest in the little towns. To me, they're glorious. Well, Tim, thanks for calling in. I'm glad the signal is getting out to Austin, Nevada. Have a great day. We're going to get back. We're going to talk about the Backcountry Festival next. Also, I have something to say about lawyer ads in Reno. Also, Pride Month. Oh, yeah, I have stuff to say about that. We have a lot to cover. That's coming up on 99.1 FM Talk. We're going to break for Fox News. Also, there are some things in town that I know nothing about and have no answer for. And that's partly why I do this show, so I can get answers and find out from you, even though I've spent most of my life in this area. 775-884-9910. Find out about the Backcountry Festival next. 99.1 and 92.3. I'm John Potter. FM News Talk time is 1029.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. John Potter here. We were the first to tell you about the newest outdoor festival, this being the very first year, and it was this weekend, the Backcountry Festival, and our man Blake is still there on the scene because I'm so curious to find out if this was a hit, if this is coming back again next year, this outdoor festival, which was in Carson Valley or is going on in Carson Valley. Good morning, Blake.
Good morning, fellas. Are you picking me up good?
Yeah, I hear you fine. So
awesome. I'm in a little saloon out here. We've just had some tour buses coming in. I tell you what, guys, last night was a hit. Ashley McBride knocked it out the park. She did her little the Bible in the 44 song. Everyone loved it. We are encouraging people to come on out. Tickets are still available. We still have VIP packages as well. We're down at the Corley Ranch. If you want to find out more info, you'll just go to backcountryfest.com. To answer your question, John, I spoke with some of the staff regarding, you know, hey, is this going to be an annual thing? They said it's too early to tell right now, but with the way that it was packed up last night and how I think everyone is anticipating it tonight, I wouldn't be surprised if we're here next year doing the same thing, just on a bigger scale.
So what's in the plan for tonight, my friend, and what's on tap for tomorrow?
So gates are opening today at 11:30. All the vendors are getting in right now. All the bands are doing sound check. We're going to have Dakota Watts is leading off today at 11:45. Then you get you some lunch. We have coming up later, Tahan Street Corner Thieves, as well as Lauren Reno, Whitey Morgan, and then tonight's headliner, Midland. They are here. They're ready to play for you. So we're just telling people to come on out. Plenty of beer, plenty of barbecue, delicious food, really delicious drinks. The weather's been really wonderful as well.
Do we still have some camping spots open that people can purchase?
You know, I'm kind of offended because I invited the people next to me. I said, hey, you know, this spot's open. Well, they picked the two spots down. So I'm like, well, is that because they wanted their space or were they just – anyways, there's plenty of camping. RVs, you can bring your RV. Just go to backcountryfest.com. Check out all the ticket options. If anyone has any questions regarding, you can call me directly, 615-785-3006.
All right. So what?
Yeah, I said, we're just trying to get more people to come out today. We've got plenty of fun and games for kids as well. Mm-hmm. So kids of all ages are out here having fun. Like I said, plenty of good food. It's a good time, honestly.
So Blake, we've been talking about this for weeks, getting people excited about it, and you were a big proponent of setting this Backcountry Festival up. What surprised you most about reality compared to what we envisioned the Backcountry Festival to be? Any surprises for you there?
I think the biggest surprise for us so far has just been where we're placing vendors and where we're placing the stages. I've actually got a wonderful seat from where they placed with our sponsorship. We got a pop-up location. So we're sitting on the left side of the second stage, but if we're sitting in our chairs, and I'll show you next week, John, we're looking right at the main stage. We couldn't have better seats in the house.
Incredible. Well, it's going to go late tonight, I imagine, with all the entertainment.
And the fun really starts after the band leaves, if you know what I mean. There was quite a few people out. We're tent camping, my buddy Julian and I, and I think I heard somebody out at 3:30 out laughing because they fell over. And it was just so funny to them. I wonder why.
All right, and we have a full day tomorrow. And this is Corley Ranch. Folks, if you don't know, it's by Gardnerville, isn't it, Blake?
Down below it, yep. You just keep going down. We have a sign up before the ranch after you go through, and it'll say, like, special event ahead. Follow that up. You'll see the cones in the road, and you'll take that first left, and there'll be staff waiting there to greet you.
Can you walk in and buy tickets, or do you, or what? Where do you get them online? Oh, you can walk in. Okay.
You can walk in, or you can go to backcountryfest.com and then go to get tickets, and you can still buy tickets, VIP packages as well. You can come to the door. They do take a card. So, you do have to get a parking pass for, say, if you wanted to do 2 days, they have a 2 day parking pass. And that gives you access to the parking area. If you want to camp, you can still camp. Totally up to you. I would recommend it. It's really nice. The weather's not too hot.
Perfect. All right, Blake, anything else you want to say about the scene out there?
No, I'm telling you, if you got the time and you got a little extra dough, come on down. It's a great environment, the great people. Like I said, wonderful food. You couldn't ask for a better time for this weekend. I'm glad we were able to work with these people and with this event. Shout out to Ryan, Eric, Julie, Joe Hooven, all their crew.
Right.
We really appreciate it.
This area needs more outdoor festivals like this. Thanks a lot, Blake, for calling in. Backcountry Festival, folks. Gates open at 11:30, as Blake said. We need more outdoor festivals. We need more. This reminds me, too, we need more outdoor seating at restaurants. And the city of Reno is waiving restaurant owners. They are waiving the fees. Would you believe the city charges a fee if a restaurant wants to put chairs outside? Well, the city.
I would believe that.
Yeah. Okay, Blake. thanks for calling. Well, yeah, they do, folks. And restaurant owners, check this out because I love sitting outside and eating. Okay, something I've noticed in Reno lately, and this is a disturbing thing because in the 30 plus years that I have lived here, I've never seen this more prevalent than it is now. And I'm speaking this time of lawyer ads all over the place, billboard after billboard, commercial after commercial on TV, sometimes two lawyer ads in one break. Now, this normally would not disturb people, but I lived in Las Vegas for 10 years in the 1980s, and there used to be one or two law firms that would pop up on TV now and then. And over 10 years' time, I saw them grow and grow to now, where if you visit our big sister city, you would be blown away by lawyer ads. Most billboards in Las Vegas used to be casinos. Now I would say it's 90% lawyer ads. I'm not kidding. They took over the car ads on TV. They even have, and I saw this last visit, I think I brought this up, a billboard advertising, they're so specialized now, carpool lawyers. In Las Vegas, they specialize in crashes. If you are a passenger in somebody else's car or like a Lyft or an Uber, they want your business. If you were a passenger in somebody else's car, you can sue your friend and coworker, right? Big money there. So here's the problem. Now I see the same growing avalanche of lawyer ads here. I see all these law firms on TV that I've never heard of doing ads that look very Vegas to me. And they are. These are Las Vegas law firms with their 702 area code numbers. Well, the smart ones get the 775 one. Opening offices here and turning us into Vegas. I mean, I've never heard of these lawyers before, but you do a little research and they're based all in Las Vegas. And we don't want that. We don't want this town taken over by lawyers who encourage you to sue this or that. I mean, they serve a purpose. They definitely do. But it's the image of the town when we're just smothered in lawyer ads. That's not the biggest little city to me, you know? By the way, if I myself had become a lawyer, I would do all that I could to find a case where I could defend a penguin in court just so I could say, Your Honor, my client is clearly not a flight risk. But anyway, folks, I am so old. I can remember back in the day when it was tacky, even unsavory, for a lawyer to advertise anywhere, especially on TV. I think it was even illegal for a lawyer to advertise for a long, long time until I think it was the late 70s, the Supreme Court finally ruled and allowed it. And now the floodgates have really opened up, and it is, frankly, tiresome. They yell, usually. And, oh, by the way, if you're a law firm that needs to reach the largest number of people at the right cost, contact KKFT Sales Monday morning. Advertisers get results advertising on KKFT. Where was I? Yes, okay. I think it's a shame to see so many lawyer ads now for number one. We're apparently becoming a litigious society, just like the big cities are, and that does not fit with my friendly biggest little city ideals. I don't want to be like them. And number two, it promotes and encourages suing people. Call now for a free consultation. And if you don't win, we don't win. No cost to you. More lawyers, more lawsuits. We all got to be on our guard now. I mean, I'm still nervous. RCA and Columbia House is going to get me for defaulting on the 12 cassettes for a penny deal in the 1980s. I mean, they do serve a purpose.
What's a cassette? What's
that? Cassette?
What's a cassette? No.
Yeah, I'm old. Yeah, well, rub it in.
Hey, you're old when you know what 8-tracks are.
No, I'm serious about these lawyer ads. It's no kidding around. I just, what is this ad? Now, they are so Vegas. There's the one ad where the lawyer is listening to clients at the other side of his desk, and his clients are all like showgirls. And then there's the old comedian. Oh, I got a million of them. And I'm thinking, who are these people? We don't have these people in Reno, all these showgirls and everything. It's Vegas, and they're using the Vegas ads here. It doesn't fit. Anyway, I probably made no sense at all. I'm sorry. This show sucks. But our phone number is 775-884-9910. We're going to take a break. I'm John Potter. FM News Talk time, 1047.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1.
And 92.3.
FM Talk. KKFT.
News. Talk. Truth.
Back. I'm John Potter. Lines are open at 775-884-9910. I know we talk a lot of politics and local events and current events, news events, and bull crap like that on here, but I hope you know that the model, the thought of this live and local show on Saturday morning is that this is sort of like a kitchen table. You got family or friends over and you're just sitting around, maybe playing cards or something like that, losing to your kids, playing Uno again, and just talking about life. Anything that would be welcome there is welcome here. I doubt that I am very often going to have superior thought or insight on anything that comes down the road, but our shared perspectives and hopefully our shared friendship can be a valuable thing as far as that goes. So that would be the concept of this on Saturday morning, and that is the invitation that you phone up at 775-884-9910. There are some things in town that I know nothing about and have no answer for. Number one, I've been a homeowner twice in Reno, but I've also seen this problem in apartments and townhouses that I have lived in. Good Lord, how do you get rid of ants? I've tried everything. Nothing works. They're still crawling around. Okay, the last recommendation I got from somebody, they live two doors down. They said, get the Taro ant bait traps. I never heard of them. Never heard of tarot, T-E-R-R-O. So we went to Lowe's and I bought two packages of these tarot ant traps. This is the one where I'm not sure if it's going to work or not. I can just tell you everything else I've done. The Raid, all different brands. The Dye Something Soil Earth, which I can't even pronounce. No, I'm sorry, it doesn't work. Oh, you got to get the ant to take the poison to the queen. And this neighbor swears that this is what this tarot ant trap does. Maybe I should have waited to talk about this later so I can tell you how it's worked. But I put the little tarot ant traps down around the gazebo and around the back door of the house. And so far, they've been a great plaything for my cats. Now, it's cat safe because what it is, it's a little cylinder thing and you just break off the end of it and there's a little tiny hole that the ants are supposed to go into. Maybe they're lured by this stuff and then they take it to the queen. Let's hope so. But I am just there. They pop up. Oh, my gosh. You should see the driveway. Just mounds and mounds of them. And I've seen them before, but nothing like this year. So I don't know if the moisture we had has been a big boost for them or not. It's just very distressing to me. They were in the kitchen this morning as I was trying to think up stuff to talk about. And I thought, ants. That's what I got to talk about because I'm using this show to get some knowledge from you and a solution. Kay is calling in from Sparks. Lifelong Democrat, are you? Hi, Kay.
Yes, I am. And here's the thing. I haven't listened to radio in years. And I thought that everybody on talk radio was some kind of a nut. Okay. I know this is not to be true.
Yeah.
I'm a lifelong, I was born in Reno, for God's sakes. I've watched my community go down the drain.
Because of ants. Oh, I'm sorry. Go
ahead. It's because of ants. Now, I signed up for an ant killing service, and it's the only way I could control it this year.
Okay. Well, and by the way, could you turn your radio down? I think that's kind of distracting you there, Kay. Sure would like
I
to.
I turned it off.
Oh, okay. I'm hearing it a little bit in my head, but that's me. So what ant service is working for you?
I'm using Clark.
They're the biggest, I think.
Yeah, they've been here about over 50 years.
Okay.
Yes, and that's how I gauge everything now. It's like I ask myself, how long have these people been in my community?
Ah, that's a very good point. I like that. So did they take care of the awful critters?
They do. In fact, we had something so awful happen. My mother had a box of cereal that she left open.
Oh.
We had moths, hundreds of them in the house. I had to get the guy here to kill the moths. Mm. It was awful. Absolutely.
Oh, I know, and I'll tell you, they love oatmeal. I am an oatmeal freak, and I store it in the garage. I don't know how they got into those bags or what critters were in it, but I found a bunch of them in my oatmeal, and they did not taste good.
No. You know, I've got your phone number written down now. I've never called a radio anything, but I just want to say that I am listening to your station just about every day now.
Hmm.
I enjoy it. And I remember when you were on the news at night, and I don't know why you ended up off there, but
You know, I worked for 20 years at Channel 2. 19 were very happy ones, but in 2022, they didn't even, or was it 21? I don't know. They didn't even present the renewal contract for me to sign, and they said my last day working would be that June 30th. So I told them, you mean there's still a chance? But no. They may be happy I'm gone.
Well, I'm glad
but I'm
on,
not.
I'm glad you're on the radio then. I am.
Yes. Thank you for finding me. I appreciate it. And
well,
Kay,
you know what?
Yes.
I listened to all of this. You see, I'm terminally ill right now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I am. And
well, I got a break for Fox News. I'm on a heartbreak here. But Kay, don't be a stranger and call me back in the future. Okay? Keep tabs with me. I consider you a friend already. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM. FM News Talk time is 10:58.